This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rallies in support of a woman's right to an abortion are being held in every single state today. At noon local time, advocates will be at various locations speaking out against abortion bans and to promote reproductive freedom. The hashtag Stop the Bans movement is being sponsored by groups from the ACLU to Planned Parenthood. President Trump on the campaign trail in the Keystone State last evening.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
That report from correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Members of the House Democratic leadership are reportedly urging Speaker Nancy Pelosi to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, but Pelosi continues to resist that idea. The head of the House Judiciary Panel strongly suggesting that former White House counsel Don McGahn show up at a hearing set for today. In a letter, Chairman Jerry Nadler says the committee is, quote, prepared to use all enforcement mechanisms to compel his testimony. The panel wants McGahn to answer questions about his testimony in the Mueller investigation. A major city looking for a new police chief, as city manager in Fort Worth, Texas, says they have fired Chief Joel Fitzgerald. City manager David Cook says he was relieved of duty yesterday after a series of incidents.
Questions of commitment and leadership both inside the department and in the community had been raised.
And he says Fitzgerald's recent confrontation with the head of a law enforcement union was a last straw. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Google says it will work with Chinese telecom giant Huawei again, just 2 days after Google said it was cutting ties with the company. Google said Monday it's reversing course after the U.S. temporarily relaxed some trade restrictions with China, President Trump having had declared a national emergency over threats to national security from overseas tech companies, including Huawei. But the Commerce Department's granted a 90-day license to phone companies and internet broadband providers to work with Huawei. A federal prosecutor says hundreds of guns stolen from a UPS facility in Springfield, Missouri in October of 2017 are still on America's streets. U.S. Attorney James Kelleher saying during sentencing for one of the thieves yesterday that just 73 of those 654 stolen guns have been recovered. Authorities say a group from Texas stole them from a trailer that was headed for a Bass Pro Shop store. All six have pleaded guilty. And Whole Foods Market is getting rid of plastic straws. The move will take effect in July in stores across the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. The straws were being used at the store's cafes, coffee bars, and juice bars. Whole Foods says it will use compostable paper straws instead. The retailer says it will help eliminate 800,000 pounds of plastic every year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a country to save, and we appreciate you joining in to this effort. Maria Espinoza joins us now. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens, lest you forget. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, Bill.
Always good to have you here to update the folks on, you know, what is happening at the border here. Especially right now, in light of all the rhetoric flying around, if you think it's thick now with, you know, a couple of dozen Democratic candidates, get ready. The show's only just begun, has it not?
Exactly. And, you know, with all of their rhetoric with open borders and welcome everyone and no money for the border, you know, that's just encouraging other nationals to look at this, and it's more enticing to them. You know, look, in El Salvador, we have 19% of their population here in the United States. And I've read where even some towns in Guatemala are emptied. You know, 60% of them are gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 1 million of Guatemalans have polled that they would come to the United States in the next few years. So, you know, this is a big problem, not only here for Americans, but also for the countries, for the other countries. You know, men are leaving their families there, left the women there to work, and, you know, the teenage boys exiting as well. This is going to have repercussions for years to come if we continue to allow this.
Well, Maria, even Cher's figured out that this is no longer, you know, practical. It just doesn't make sense, even on the face of it. I mean, you've got to be so disingenuous in this approach. And, you know, people have, you know, tried to consider, you know, what is the motivation? I mean, we certainly understand what the motivation is, you know, for the immigrants coming here. Gosh, if we were there, we would be doing the same thing. But it's, you know, on one hand, you have the Democratic Party saying that we need to do something about it. But they're not doing anything. I mean, if anything, what they're doing is holding the door open and telling everybody, come in and crash the system. But I don't hear any plans for them to, you know, to fix it. In typical form, what the Democrats have long been famous for is they either create or exacerbate the problem and then come behind and say, hey, we can fix that. And for some reason, the voters believe them, and they're the very people that caused the problem to begin with.
Exactly. You know, and if the media, the mass media, would tell the truth or report generally what's going on, they're, you know, they're not journalists anymore. They're certainly that big propaganda machine for the far left liberal Democrats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is where we are. So, you know, I think I want to encourage all of your listeners to reach out to other people, people maybe who you might not know, and just, you know, show them the light. This really, the truth has to be shared, and we have to be recruiting people. And I've said this before, that we have to identify those good candidates to run for office. You know, we have to line up at the starting line to get to the finish line. And this is very, very important.
And Maria, you bring up an excellent point. I mean, we've often talked here on the show about activating your citizenship. You can no longer be passive about your role in this. I mean, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. If you don't have the government that you want, maybe you need to take a look at how much, how much you're participating in this. And this isn't, you know, necessarily let's make it a full-time job here. But I would challenge everybody to just give 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes a week. 5 minutes a week, and you got to think about the things that you can do. In that 5 minutes a week, contact your legislator. Keep the pressure on them to let them know how you feel about it. Even if your legislator is already on your side, because they're bombarded with all this negativity. It's a tough battle in D.C. You've been around there, Maria, and you see what's going on. And you probably wonder, you go, what planet am I on here in D.C.? I mean, this is a whole, it's almost a country in and of itself, is it not?
Absolutely, and you're correct in that we have to continue reaching out to them. You know, have your legislators on your speed dial and your local legislators as well. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think that people can, if they join their a local group, a local conservative group, you know, do the research on who is near, which groups are near you. Mm-hmm. And that is the quickest way to educate yourself on some of these issues and find an issue that you're very passionate about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, volunteer. And again, look for candidates to volunteer for good candidates, but we have to be putting up those good people to run. You know, we can't allow the, the establishment to select their candidate. Maybe you don't live in such a conservative area where the Republicans aren't, you know, the rhinos, the establishment, you know, so we're battling them as well. And that's for conservative to our, I say normal. I don't think that we're conservative. If we want mommy, daddy, baby, and, you know, the our rights under our Constitution and, you know, believe in God, if you wish, but not allow the LGBTQ LMNOP, you know, to run our lives.
Right.
Then I guess now we're conservative, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, we have to band together and really push hard.
Right, exactly. Well, as you say, but you got to educate. It starts with educating yourself. And again, I would encourage you to get outside of the 8 second sound bites. If you get in, if you stay in the 8 second soundbite echo chamber, there's not going to be a whole lot of depth, to what you understand and even what you're able to articulate. If you want to influence somebody, and influence them in a constructive sort of way that is on the right trajectory of truly making America great again. I mean, when you really sit down, you know, Maria, I've talked with people who are very antithetical about the border and the views, and it's like it's nothing really to fuss about. I mean, they will end up fussing before you do, but you can be confident in the things you believe in. I mean, God and country, if you want to put it that way, but it is America and understanding, what the American dream is all about and how it can be fulfilled even by these aspiring immigrants if we, give them a fair shot to be successful. If you look historically what we've done with our immigration policies, it's been a win-win proposition. The kind of immigration that we have right now, everybody, every politician will be quick to admit that it's broken. Okay, I've heard enough that it's broken. What are you doing about it to fix it?
Right. Well, we have to enforce our laws and our borders. Number one, that's key. Mm-hmm.
Well, we see what happens, when lawlessness enters. Everything
exactly.
goes to hell in a handbasket. Sex
right.
trafficking.
And
we got little kids
entice.
Dying. Go ahead.
Absolutely. We can't entice foreign nationals to come here. So, we want to teach them the fish and teach them what we do here in the United States that's made us successful to do that, emulate that and do their country.
Well, we're a light on a shining hill. Hopefully, it is a light of welcome and responsibility and accountability. And this is what makes the American dream work. Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project, is with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Maria Espinosa continues. She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project. Maria, as you and I were talking off the air, you know, I think of these border agents, what they're dealing with. I mean, you know, we're here, we're so far away from it, you know, scattered throughout the United States, and we have very little idea. If you haven't seen the footage on television or if you haven't been to the border yourself, you have no idea the overwhelming job that these agents are tasked with. And here it is, sadly, we had another child die at the border. You know, the danger that these people put themselves into. And the thing is, and somebody said that, you know, the blood of these children that die, these young girls that are violated along the way, that are raped and, you know, all that, that is in the hands of these people that, and I say these people, you know, because there are Republicans, mostly Democrats, though, but there are some Republicans that are casual about this. I have no idea, you know, why they cannot see the sense of urgency that is taking place right there at the border. You know, what we're expecting these border agents to do. They're ill-equipped. I mean, they're overwhelmed. The services cannot handle the amount of people coming in. And then God forbid that any kind of reasonable, you know, solution comes across. You know, Donald Trump has offered several, and then you got activist judges that go, oh no, and then you got the ACLU and everybody go, wait a minute, what about the interests of we the people, the American people?
Exactly, that's long forgotten.
Right, I mean, that's out the door. So, you know, this is very frustrating, and what happens, this is what the policymakers do to us, is they just, you know, they brain bruise us, they wear us out, and, you know, through abject neglect, they allow this thing to continue, and there's no win-win in this. I mean, even the people that come across that are sent into the country, you know, they do so still somewhat in the shadows because they know that they've got to, you know, they've got to come back and finish their hearing. A lot of them, you know, they get lost in here, and you know, we've seen those numbers, and
right,
you know,
they refuse to yeah. show up,
right.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, what's going along the border there, and you know, why aren't these legislators, Bill, going down to the border, spending days on the border, you know, following a border agent and see how they spend their day. You know, I think they would be much quicker to move and do the right thing, enforce the laws, and stop encouraging those to come here illegally. I don't think they would be fighting President Trump on border security, on placing America first, and concentrating on what the problems that we have here. You know, God knows we have enough crime of our own committed by American citizens, much less bringing on those foreign nationals from a third world country who have no idea how to operate in the United States or our laws, don't even read English, you know, here, plop them down here. We have to cut off those magnets, too. I mean, it is simple, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's just that one party certainly gains from having these illegal aliens here, and they're not stopping. I mean, as you see, they're still very angry that Donald Trump won the presidency. In their eyes, it should have been Hillary, but the people spoke, and they simply cannot get over it. But as you know, our country has been moving farther and farther left because of the push from the far left liberals in the Democratic Party.
Exactly. Well, they don't care. They'll blow everything up, and that's clear. That's what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lawlessness has reigned, whether it's at the border or what we're realizing in our, you know, agencies, our intelligence agencies, you know,
right.
The IRS, it has all been weaponized, and, you know, and this is really a sad commentary about this Democratic Republic. You know, they talk about a crisis. And it's amazing to me how many crises that the Democrats have to step over and blatantly ignore, whether it's Hillary's true collusion that she did and obstruction of justice that she did, and how, you know, the FBI and CIA and even the White House were finding out how they have perpetuated and are part and parcel of this whole problem. But, you know, this is the issue of lawlessness, as you mentioned earlier. It happens at the border. People come in, okay, well, they broke the law there. So what tells you, if you break the law coming in, that you're not going to break the law on the other side of the border?
Exactly. There, you know, in a way, you know, anyone who crosses illegally, and I've said this before, their character certainly has to come into question.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anyone who would cross into another country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're giving them a mixed message. Yes, I mean, you know, because it's illegal, they just think, okay, well, the American people, they're really, it's kind of not
care
illegal.
About their law.
Right?
Right. And that's what you have up at D.C. You know, the Democrats, every single one of them will say we need border security. We have to follow our Constitution. They're not following it. They're saying the words, but that's why we talked earlier in the first segment. That's why people must educate themselves. You know, what does it mean to follow your Constitution? What does that actually mean? And what does border security mean? Does it mean to allow people to come here illegally and claim file a fraudulent asylum claim?
Right, exactly.
That's not border security.
No, not at all. Well, and the thing is, you know, whether or not we can get legislators to go to the border, Donald Trump's found a way to, you know, take the mountain to Mohammed here. For example, the Federalist has written that the state of California decided it wanted to become the first sanctuary state in the U.S., and now they're getting their wish. President Trump sent one airplane full of undocumented immigrants to the Sunshine State, and according to Time, more are coming. Get ready, Cher. Yeah, I guess Cher's going to be part of the welcoming committee there.
Might be the one that's finally going off the liberal Hollywood wagon and come out and demand that they put him back on the plane and bring him back to Texas, to the Texas border. Well, no, that's not going to happen. And frankly, you know, the Rio Grande Valley and Laredo and all those areas in Texas along the border that are just overwhelmed by these migrants, that, you know, they do need relief. And and I love what this is, what President Trump is doing. And, you know, it's nothing like, one, it will give them relief, but also it'll show those, the citizens in these communities to pressure their far left legislator, like in California, to do the right thing. There's
exactly.
Nothing like the pressure from, you know, next door or, you know, your own constituents to kind of step back that welcome mat, you know, kind of pull that back in. You know, in Washington, D.C., that's what we saw, so many yard signs out there on people's lawns that said, you know, all are welcome here, stop the hate. Well, you know, what, you know, the hate really is enticing people into across the desert and hire a coyote and deal with the cartels. You know, to me, that's hatred.
Right.
You don't entice people like that who don't know any better to come here.
Well, some of these migrants, if they end up in San Francisco and see human feces and hypodermic needles, may think that, wait a minute, this cannot be America. You know, what is happening here? I mean, this is crazy, whether it's in California or New York. And, of course, the targeted cities are Detroit, Miami, Buffalo, New York. I guess Miami's off the list. Governor DeSantis says, look, we're dealing with enough migrants right now. And, oh, yes, get ready. We're heading into, hurricane season. And we may end up with some emergencies. So we better rethink bringing more immigrants into the state, because we've got enough to deal with right now, right?
Right, absolutely. And good for him, too.
Well, there's reason, and it's reasonable to understand that.
Yes.
She's the National Director of the Remembrance Project, Maria Espinosa. Thank you, Maria.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Plain States continue to get clobbered by severe weather, with more tornadoes touching down yesterday, including in Oklahoma. Luckily, no reports of serious injury or deaths. There were also strong storms yesterday in parts of Texas. Roger Edwards is at the Storm Prediction Center.
There were several reports of baseball-sized hail in areas near Midland and in Fisher County, Texas, and even up into the Eastern Panhandle near Wellington.
He was speaking to Fox News. Forecasters say more severe weather will impact the plains and the Midwest today. The death of a teenager from Guatemala has been reported at a South Texas U.S. Border Patrol station. Customs and Border officials say the 16-year-old was discovered dead during a welfare check yesterday. She'd been in the U.S. for a week after being captured for illegal entry. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I love this song. You know, talks about a comeback, America. You know, this is our moment. I mean, this is a great time. You know, you think about what is happening, all the good things that are happening in this country today, all right? Now, I understand. You know, if you're a half-empty type of person, you can look at what's missing. But if you're half-full, then you see, you know, and appreciate and are grateful for what you have. And I think right now, when you consider the trajectory that this country is on, especially after the previous 8 years that we experienced, the doldrums and, you know, a sense of you know, loss of happiness and, you know, the misery index went off the rails, it seemed, because of what was going on in our government and how we were being affected. Yes, our government affects us. There's no doubt about it. But we've got to fuss about the right things. I mean, right now we're like, you know, almost, you know, swinging at ghosts, so to speak, because our government is so massive and it is so complex. And of course, we hear the mainstream media and they have us chasing windmills and all this sort of thing. And I would say America needs to just hit the pause button for a moment and think about what are the most important things that we need to focus on. And, you know, what is happening is the people on the Beltway, you know, those legislators, they want to, you know, what they want to do is they want to do what they do, and that is spend money, spend our money, if you can believe that, which is so frustrating because, meanwhile, you know, our budgets are out of control. And without any kind of consideration. And, you know, I was hoping to have Jason Pye on this morning. We're having a hard time getting a hold of him. He's the VP of Legislative Affairs for Freedom Works. And we were going to talk about the Budget Control Act, which was passed in 2011. Now, the reason that we did that is because there was a lot of pressure from we the people to say, look, you guys got to get your acts together. You can only spend money that you have, and you really need to start looking. Every year we get every 2 years or so, we get these congressmen. They come in and, you know, and potential candidates, oh, we're going to have fiscal discipline. Oh, we're going to do this. And they don't. You know, we're $21 trillion in counting in debt. And they just keep finding more ways to spend money. And with more ways to spend money, guess what the next ask is or demand? Got to raise taxes. You know, we're looking at a $2 trillion infrastructure opportunity here. And, you know, we talked about this yesterday. And what infrastructure means is no roads. It's everything but roads. But, you know, when people hear infrastructure, they think, oh, we're going to fix those potholes, you know. No, they don't fix the potholes, you know. They find other ways, as they know, to bring in that whole unintended consequences, because that's what government does. They're really lousy, you know, when it comes to it, in terms of, you know, spending our money appropriately. I mean, that is clear. You know, Tom Coburn, you know, one of my favorite senators who was doing everything he could to hold them accountable, and, you know, and he still is involved, but he presents not involved with the government as a senator because he retired. But, you know, I don't blame him, but he's on the outside now with a bullhorn going, look at, you still have to have fiscal accountability here. If you remember what Senator Coburn used to present to us every year was the government waste book. And I think the last time that he had presented it to us while he was senator, it was $450 billion. I mean, this is a top line deal. I mean, this is, you know, this was the top, very top of the iceberg. Okay, so you know there's a lot more here. But even at the very top of the iceberg, he had identified $450 billion of duplicative waste. I mean, and you got to know. I mean, you know, people have even questioned, you know, all these years. We've never even had a full audit of the military. You know, the budgets, the money that's flying around here. You know, we say, hey, we want a good military. We appreciate the military and, you know, they're key to our national security. But we just throw money around. You know, nobody is really accountable, you know, and how dare they? How dare they irresponsibly spend the people's money like this and then come back to the well and say, hey, we need more. But, you know, we keep taking it on the chin. You know, we'll pay the taxes or we'll let them do this. They'll add, you know, what's another 15 cents to a gallon of gas or, you know, what is the problem here? But, you know, you ask most of Americans, and they're saying, we're already being taxed to death as it is. You know, you guys need to make it work with the budget that you have, and let's see some fiscal discipline here. Let's do something about it. But, you know, again, here's Congress, and they want to blow up the spending cap. So they keep busting it, and meanwhile, you know, we're looking at over $1 trillion of deficit this year in the midst of everything we're trying to do. You know, we can talk about a very positive GDP, but this is a time when we are doing so well and everybody's working and wages are increasing and all this good positive stuff. And as I mentioned before, when you have this kind of season that takes place, historically, it doesn't mean that you go out and you spend like drunken sailors. This is a time when you begin to save and you think about, okay, We're going to take this extra money that we haven't been used to getting, and we're going to start, you know, setting some away because the storms are coming, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be coming. That's just the nature of the ebb and flow of our economy. And for some right now, because of the trade war that we're experiencing with China, and it looks like, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm still very positive about it in terms of working it out that ultimately it could be win-win for everybody. But, you know, the Chinese are, you know, fighting this. I mean, from a standpoint that we're 95% there and they agreed in principle, but they didn't want to be held accountable. It's like, okay, well, what kind of deal is that? You know, so when you say 95%, you're almost deluding yourself because really 95% without accountability is near worthless. I mean, because you can have a new sheriff in town, you know, people scoot around this, and of course, with them being thousands of miles away, how do you hold them accountable? You know, clearly, China has a different agenda. You know, to blatantly steal intellectual property. I mean, think about it. I mean, this is egregious. I mean, we're not talking some little mistake or accident. I mean, this is purposeful by a government that we're trying to ally with and, you know, take into the fold, all because, you know, they're this big country with this massive consumers and, you know, and we want to be involved with them for the sake of commerce. But at what cost? The cost is they ripped us off. They've stolen our intellectual property. They've taken advantage of American businesses and on and on. And people have complained about this, you know, for decades. Okay, so now you got a president who wants to do something about it. And, you know, and there is some bipartisanship. I mean, we got Chuck Schumer, you know, tweeting to the president, hey, keep up the good fight. You know, don't back off. I mean, I thought that was quite interesting that a Democrat would be on our side on this. And, you know, this is American side. You know, when I say our side, I don't want to make it so partisan because I think we have too much of this, my side, your side. But, you know, this is what's right for America. And we're going to have to invest in this. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the grief to happiness ratio. And I don't say that casually and I don't say that disconnected in a way that, look at, if you're in the grief portion of the grief to happiness scale, it's not fun. It's a pain. I mean, you are scrambling and trying to figure out, okay, do we have any other, is there any other solutions here? We just lost a huge client in China through this whole process and we're in a mad scramble. And there's going to be some people that go out of business. There's going to be some people that are going to suffer, you know, immensely as a result of this. The upshot, yes, is all bright. But meanwhile, there's going to be Americans that are paying the price for this. Not to mention that we as consumers, but, you know, then you have to decide as a consumer, do you, you know, what side are you on and what are you going to support? You know, if you're going to continue to support the purchasing of Chinese products right now in the middle of this trade war, well, you know, certainly this is a free country. You can do that. But you're going to pay more because of, you know, because of the sanctions and, you know, basically it's a tax that you're going to have to cover because the cost of getting, you know, the products here in this country has increased because of this trade war. And it will continue. And it's going to take a little bit more time than we expected. So, and we'll keep you up to date on that. We've got Samantha Mao coming up in just a moment. We're talking viral videos.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's been said that someone says that, hey, let's meet in the middle. Sometimes the idea of the middle is a little different. That line can somehow move and not, you know, it's their middle, not your middle, maybe not even an objective middle, just for fun. I thought I'd throw that in the works here just as we're starting to have a moment of where there might be some bipartisanship and some agreement. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, Samantha Mao joins us. Yes, she's a good news girl. Every week she's faithful to, present to us these viral videos that have taken off. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and good to be talking to you. Hey, and I know there's a lot of grad students, students that graduated from Morehouse College, they're doing really happy. I mean, it was almost like an Oprah moment, you know? You get free college tuition. You get free college. You get free college tuition, right?
Hey, this is even better than a free car. This is
no, not a free car. I mean, free college. You know, this is great. Yeah.
That's right. It's like wow. I mean, as expensive as college is, you know, I was reading the article about this, and one of the guys owed $90,000 in debt to Morehouse College. It's an historically black college for young men, and the commencement. The guy who gave the commencement speech, he's Robert Frederick Smith. He's worth $5 billion, and him and his family have been in the country for 8 generations, and he said, this is a gift for my family and I. It's for a class of 400, and nobody knew, including the college, that he was going to do this until he gave the commencement speech and gave
him this gift. He'd given some money earlier to the college, I believe. I can't remember what it was for, but he had donated some money, and it was a lot of money, and here he is. He's giving a commencement speech, as you say, and of course, and received an honorary doctorate from Morehouse College, and it only cost him about $40 million.
About $40 million. And you know, he had given money before, but I believe it was like $1 million for one part, and then he gave $500,000 for an outdoor student like recreational area, and then he said he's going to put a little fuel in their tank. That is some major fuel in their tank to get started. Can you imagine? And I hope they, you know, just pay it forward to future generations. And what a great way.
You know, and that's a good point. That's a good point, Sam. How do you get a gift like that and not want to go out and change the world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, it allows them to kind of pursue whatever job they're most passionate about, that maybe they're not going to be making as much money to start off with, but they might have a bigger impact on the world because they're not going to have this major debt lingering over them. Because, I mean, $90,000, that's, you know, I mean, how old are you when you're getting out of college? You know, you're 22 years old, walking away with that kind of debt just to start off with. And so hopefully we'll just open up some doors for them and allow them to, you know, they can put that money towards homes or towards their families or towards pursuing their dreams. It's just amazing. It's just an amazing gift. And
you know what excites me? You know what excites me down the road is to hear the success stories. Hear the stories of these kids that students' loans were paid off and what they did and how they leveraged it. You know, because here it is. You've got, you know, how many kids was it? Was it 400 kids or something?
It's 400.
Class? 400?
Graduating class of 400.
So, I mean, those are individual stories and possibilities and everything. And Mr. Smith, you know, goes to Morehouse College, pays their tuition. I mean, this is brilliant stuff. And the way they're setting it up seems to me that this could be sustainable. This could be something that they could be doing on an ongoing basis, not an entire you know, college graduating class like this, but because he's setting up a foundation, I would not be surprised if there's something that sustains that to where there's you know, future gifts down the road.
I believe he actually plans to at one point give away half his net worth, I believe, which, you know, he's worth $5 billion. So you know, I think that's one of the things about having that kind of money. You want to give it away, and you want to give it to people who are going to use it and give it with a purpose. And what a great place to start.
You know, Sam, and this is the thing right now, you know, this very irresponsible, I say irresponsible talk and rhetoric that's thrown out there, because now we're getting into the election season. And, you know, all these people, well, we're going to tax the rich people, you know, we're going to stick it to them. You know, they're all greedy and stuff. Well, you know, things like this, what Mr. Smith did, really speaks volumes against that kind of attitude. You know, people who have been very wealthy and successful, like the Gates and others, who have made so much money as a result of being blessed living in this country, and they give so much money. I mean, they're very, very generous. And, you know, and for politicians, they perceive it as some sort of talking point. And, you know, and they want to attack people of wealth because, you know, in their eyes, they're not giving enough. You have no idea what these people are giving. You know, for somebody to give away, you know, half his net worth, you know, $2.5 billion. I mean, by the way, all you kids that are graduating from college, this kind of giving, it doesn't happen in socialist countries.
Right. And, you know, you think about when they're giving, like, do you think that the government is going to be able to spend your money better than you are, you know, when you're choosing, like, the charity that you want to give it to or the person you want to give it to? I'm all about people being able to, and that kind of trickles down to tax rates, you know, so that you tax the rich more, but that kind of trickles down immediately to the middle class, and it kind of takes away that joy.
They find a way to waste it. I mean, that's really where we are. I mean, we're $21, $22 trillion in debt now. And they just keep mounting debt and keep spending it. And they go, okay, where can we find more money? You know, we've already, you know, we've already opened up the lockbox in Social Security and we took the people's money there. And, you know, what else? Oh, yeah, the rich people. And then, you know, you do the math and you try to figure out what's going on. And, of course, the rich, you can take all their money and you're still not going to make a dent in the way, you know, Congress and our elected officials spend money without accountability. I mean, this is just absurd. But anyway, you know, congratulations to the Smith family. We say thank you, not only on behalf of these graduating students from Morehouse, but, you know, thank you from all Americans for your generosity and what you have demonstrated in terms of, you know, how great this country is. Because, as I said,
absolutely,
you know, Venezuela, I mean, graduating classes there, there's nobody paying anybody's tuition there in Venezuela, you know.
Right.
It's an absolute mess. And some people might say, oh, well, you know, hey, I get free college. There's no free college. I mean, you're paying for it somewhere or another. But something like this, what Mr. Smith did is absolutely free. But, of course, I'm sure there's going to be a tax man at the other end saying, hey, look, at you got this $100,000 gift, so you're going to have to pay taxes on that $100,000
gift. Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the way the country rolls here. Hey, let's talk about a teen that hand makes a dream dress for a prom date after the retail version she realized was way too expensive. Well, I love innovation here. What'd she do?
I do too. So actually, this was her prom date. So Addie Russ, you know, she's a senior at Parkington or Pendleton Heights in Indiana, and she wanted to, you know, she wanted to go to prom and have a beautiful dress. And as we all know, this dress is second to, like, your wedding dress. Your prom dress is one of the most expensive things you'll ever purchase that you're going to wear in your life. And when she told her date, Parker Smith, you know, she was just, like, joking around with him. And he's never sewn anything in his life. This is her best friend and her prom date. He's never sewn anything. And she joked and she said, why don't you make my prom dress? And he said, you know what? I think I can. And he went to his grandma and asked for
This is the date himself. He does this, huh?
This is the date. Best prom date ever.
Well, yeah, exactly.
This is that amazing. And he designs the whole dress from scratch. It fits her beautifully. And, I mean, honestly, she looks like a Disney princess by the time he's done. And apparently, all the way up to the night before the prom, he's adding gems and different stuff to this dress. And it turned out gorgeous, you know, and he actually wants to pursue a career in costume design. But what an awesome friend and what an awesome gift to be able to give somebody. And her prom dress, much better than any other prom dress she could have ever purchased anywhere.
It's gorgeous. I mean, she's like Cinderella. I mean, you know, when you go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, I mean, you will see, you know, what he did with this. I mean, it is outstanding. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, ask me to take you to a prom, and I'm going to make you a prom dress.
I know, that's right. I bet he has a lot of offers for prom next year.
Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely gorgeous. Well, wow. I mean, that is stunning. Well, congratulations to them. That is so cool. I love
that. He said he got to be not just her Prince Charming, but her fairy godmother as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It is.
You know, you got to give her that. It's a cool gift. I mean,
did it come with a wand or something?
I thought he would be able to do it. And,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, did it come with a wand? You know, a fairy godmother?
I know. You would think so. You would really think so. He's just
very good. Oh, well, this next one is an instructor from, you know, that viral karate video. Tell us about that. You can do it.
So you just got to love this video. This is a five-year-old little boy. He's trying to do karate at the Bobby Dixon Martial Arts Academy. And so he's trying to do it, and he's getting frustrated, and he's kicking the board, and his video's gone viral because he kind of stops, but his instructor keeps pushing him. He's like, come on, you can do it. And then his class chimes in, and they're saying, Steven. And you know, the momentum and the cheering from the instructor in the class, he goes from not being able to do it and just crying and saying, I can't do it. And he gives it all he's got, kicks the board in half, and everybody goes crazy and cheers and surrounds him. And I just think that's what sports are really all about. I think that's really great.
Well, I dare you to watch that and not cry, by the way. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, go to her website, BillMartinezLive.com. Check out Sam's Corner for more details and all the other viral videos that'll bless you today. Thank you, Sam.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm